Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. You dropped off some gifts. Thank
yes,
you, David.
We do. We got some presents. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I did forget to put this on the thing because we got it last night after I was already done with everything. We do have tickets to give away today.
Oh.
We are going to be giving away tickets.
Did we have tickets to give away the other day and we missed them? Or
We did. We did end up giving them away. We have tickets to give away this week to this weekend's game between San Diego State and Boise State. So a pair of tickets will be available later on today in the show.
And we might talk about that a little bit later on the show as well. But obviously with the news today, and again from the article from Kevin Acey, who put this out at 8:55 this morning. And a direct quote from the Seidler family in their press release. The family has decided to begin a process of evaluating our future with the Padres, including a potential sale of the franchise. Padres Chairman John Seidler said in a statement, "We will undertake this process with integrity and professionalism in a way that honors Peter's legacy and love for the Padres and lays the foundation for the franchise's long-term success. During the process, as we prepare for the 2026 season, the Padres will continue to focus on its players, employees, fans, and community while putting every resource into winning a World Series championship. We remain fully committed to this team, its fans, and the San Diego community." I know a lot of people were talking about, like, well, how do you sign with a place that's, you know, where there's no security on the, like, ownership? Do the players really, does it really matter? If you got a contract that's fully guaranteed and you have a no trade clause or you sign, like, you're not going anywhere. You're still living in San Diego and you're still getting your money. It really doesn't impact them a whole lot. You know, I guess maybe you'd be signing on to a team that, you know, you never know if they're going to win or not. I think people have shown that the Padres are going to be investing into their product. And they already mentioned that they're going to match and be in the same ballpark in payroll as they were last year.
I see what you did there.
Ballpark.
Yeah. Funny.
Anyway, there's more to that particular press release that's been posted on social media. A lot of MLB outlets have had it as well. Again, to really discuss about what's going on with the deal. If the process leads to a new owner, the family is committed to finding a new owner of the franchise that shares Peter's vision for the team, a source familiar with the Seidler family's thinking said Wednesday. The best way to establish a foundation for the club's long-term success is to look at options for the franchise, including a potential new standard bearer who shares Peter's values and goals for the franchise. This is part of the deal when you sell anything. Like, I'm in the process right now of trying to buy a house or a condo. And there's a lot of offers that get, you know, put out there. It's hard to buy right now in San Diego. It's very hard to buy. And, like, they don't have to take the highest bidding all the time in real estate. Like, you're trying to sell to people. There's a lot of, you know, entities that are people that inherit something and then they want to sell it, but they don't want to see it get torn down, and they sell to people that they don't believe is going to tear the thing down. Don't sell to a group that's going to try to flip the organization. Same thing with real estate. I can't tell you how many times, like, to help sweeten the deal for the buying a house, of like talking about how, you know, first time buyer, going to live in the house, like, and that's a lot of the different cases when it comes to business. I mean, the Padres ownership group is saying that they're going to do that. So again, I think a lot of it is just pessimistic fear from previous entities. But the reality is, you don't know what this potential new ownership group is going to be. You don't know who is going to be in charge. And you don't know if they're going to spend money or not. But right now, I'm positive thinking, and I view this as a positive, you're going to get somebody that's going to buy this team, that's going to want to win, that has the means to spend money to make the thing win and make the team win. And to me, I think that's a positive sign. I mean, for everybody that might be upset with the Padres ownership and not thinking they're spending enough, wouldn't you be excited with them selling the team to potentially bring in somebody that could spend? I just sometimes I feel like we just try to be negative just to be negative sometimes. I'm telling you. I think a lot of people are starting to buy into what we're saying. This is a positive thing. This is good news for Padres fans. I don't necessarily know if it's good news for other entities with the people involved with the Padres. I mean, it should be good news. They should be making money. But if you're a Padres fan, this is good news. This is great news if you're a Padres fan. You'll find another Steve Cohen out there that wants to win at all costs and invest money into the organization. At the end of the day, as a fan, you want your ownership group to write checks and be willing to write checks. And then you want your general managers to go out there and find the right players with said checks. And then you want your players to go out there and compete for your team. That's what you're looking for. And right now, this is a potential change in ownership. And whatever the reasons are to sell are their reasons. And it's an opportunity to bring somebody in that might have more means to spend money than just the Seiler family has. And it's about to open another chapter of Padres baseball. And with that chapter, you can either go into it in a negative light, or you can view it as a positive and realize, you know, sometimes change is good. So we'll see. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get to Blake in San Diego. Blake, you're on the Brayden Suprenant Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? A bit of a positive spin. I mean, I think, look, I'm a longtime San Diego native. I lived through the rise and fall of the Marty Schottenheimer Chargers and seeing them leave and all, and I understand how that hurts, but this is such a positive for the Padres organization because for a prospective buyer, they're not just buying the team. They're buying the opportunity. San Diego is the fifth largest county in the country. It's the eighth largest city in the country. There's no one to compete with other than MLS, really, for a major franchise. And so if you have someone like Stan Kroenke, who's already involved in the sports arena renovation project downtown, doesn't own a baseball team. You have someone like Doug Manchester, the Manchester family, that billionaires that could potentially buy the team. I think that whoever comes in is going to see the opportunity to spend and compete and to potentially and hopefully bring a championship to the city. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Blake. And we agree with you. I mean, it's a positive sign. There's a lot of people that are very wealthy that want to get into the sports business and they want to own a team and they want to run. And you know what they do? They buy it like they're buying a yacht. It's their toy. And that's what you want. You want somebody that's going to buy this team and make the Padres their toy.
You've also got to really understand and put into perspective that this is not a normal run-of-the-mill sale of
it's
a
not.
Team
it's
situation.
Different. It's different.
This is not a team that is looking for a new ballpark. This is not a team that is down in dumps. This is not a team that is at a low point of its franchise's history. This is a team that is at the highest it has ever been as far as fan interaction, national interaction. It has got the consistently a top three ballpark as voted on by fans in the country every single year. It is a perennial playoff team with a fan support that has been unwavering over that time. This is not the sale of a team. This does not fit any of the profile of a bad sale. It's the owners just don't want it right anymore, and it's been questioned whether or not they've wanted it in the first place.
A lot of those owners that are making money but don't put it back into the team are usually people that have had it for a long time. That's usually families that have had it for a long time and have made most of their money by owning the franchise than anything else. You know, like the A's, right? Like the Spanos family. I don't know, they made money in construction, but what they bought the team for is not what it's even close to being worth now. The Chargers organization, and they need the money, and there's a lot of stuff that's tied up to that. That's why that team potentially could go up for sale, but that makes a lot of sense. Same thing with, like, because people are bringing up the Dallas Mavericks. Now, the people that bought the Dallas Mavericks wanted to put in this, like, casino thing and try to get gambling going in the state of Texas, and they were going to have the Mavericks be the centerpiece of that. That's a different entity. It's a different thing. But one person said, too, like, I could flip it on them. They go, this could end up being a good thing, but that's speculation. Also saying it's a bad thing can also be speculation.
Exactly.
You're speculating. And again, it's the whole conversation. Your boss goes, I need to talk to you after your show or after your day at work. You can think about it from a negative standpoint, or like when somebody, we need to talk, like your girlfriend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk. Oh, immediate negativity. Automatically. It's over. It's going to end. It's not that this is terrible. My life is ruined. And then she surprises you with something. You're like, oh, I freaked out over nothing.
Yeah, I ruined my day over nothing.
Correct.
I just saw it in the chat here as well. Joe in the chat, mentioning that Peter Seidler wanted this team for his kids. Peter's kids are what?
I don't know how old they are, but I know they're not even close to owning a team.
They're really, really young. They're elementary school age, right? So you're going to wait with owners that may or may not want this team.
Right, and they got thrown into a bad spot as they mourn the loss of their brother.
While they go through high school, while they go through college, while they get some sort of experience in the business, it's going to be 15 to 20 years before they're even ready to take over the team. And by that point, Lord knows if they even want it.
Yeah, you don't even know.
So
they're not even teenagers yet.
So why would you do that? Why would you be okay with owners that may or may not want the team owning the team for 15 to 20 years, waiting for kids that may or may not want the team?
It's just, or may or may not know anything about baseball. I mean, you don't know.
I understand it was a family promise. I understand it was in the will. But things can change. Again, these are young kids, and who knows if they wanted the team in the first place? Who knows if they'll want the team in 20 years when they have the ability to take it over?
You don't know. And you don't know their situation either.
And then at that point, if they don't want the team, when they're of age and of willingness to take it, then you're going to be selling the team anyway. Then we're going to be in this position.
And people that think we're polishing a turd here. I have yet to find a legitimate negative comment that actually brings any type of value to making the situation negative. That's not speculation.
Why is John the most trusted person to make the decision? Because that's what the trust decided.
Yeah,
the trust decided that John was the guy.
I'm not part of the Seidler family. I'm not Peter. I don't know what they decided to do with the will. That happens in every family will. I'm not getting into their family conversations. I just I think it's like, you know, it's good news for the Padres, their organization, everything like that. And I think everything that the Seiler family has done for this community has been phenomenal. I mean, when I was before the Seiler family took over, you would forget that the Padres were playing games in August. That's how irrelevant they were. The Seiler family made them relevant. And then, you know what? Might be time for them to move on. There might be a lot of people that was like, I would never give up a baseball franchise. I don't know what their situation is.
Renee, I appreciate your everyday chatter. What if they do want the team? When I was 10 years old, I wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah. You don't know.
That dream faded away very, very quickly because I realized I'm too lazy to do school for another 8 years, and I hate the school that I have to do to voluntarily go to school for another 8 years.
I just think that a lot of people, and I continue to say this, I mean, the Peter Seiler was such a great owner that I think a lot of people are worried that whoever buys the team is going to turn into one of the bad owners at the Padres, or should I say the Clippers or the Chargers or some of the other teams that have been in town have had. And I get it. But at the same time, I think this is good news. I think this is great news for the San Diego Padres and their fans. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. I have a couple of minutes here to get to some of your phone calls. Let's get to Dexter in Spring Valley. Dexter, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on?
I'm going to put a new spin on all this. I am indifferent. I can see the positive. I can see the negative. Let's take a real quick history lesson. In the past, lots of bad ownership teams. Lots. We had fire sales. We had Roseanne Barr singing the national anthem and grabbing herself. We've had all kinds of horrible, horrible things happen to us. However, we've also had some really good things happen to us. Ray Kroc bought the team. He kept it from moving to Washington, D.C. You know, then we had the ownership team that, you know, with the Moors, got us to a World Series, made us relevant again. So, you know, building up to the Seiler family. So, historically speaking, it's kind of, you know what I mean? It's a wash. So I understand why the doomers are like, because they're all, you know, doomers are always going to focus on the negative. They're going to have the black cloud hanging over their head, boo, 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 boo. But I'm indifferent because we've had both good ownerships and bad ownerships. We've had good things and bad things. Okay, so I'm not going to worry about it because it's still a couple of years away. Whoever buys the team, whatever. Now, with the people wondering about moving, if you follow a YouTube channel by a gentleman by the name of Brody Brazil, he's in the Bay Area. He's a former sportscaster in the Bay Area. On his channel, he's talking about a couple of cities that are building up towards trying to make a pitch for an MLB team to move there: Portland and SLC. And he's gone into great depths researching and, you know, talking to people and stuff. And on his channel, he has all of that information there. So I understand why there are people who are worried that the Padres might get up and go.
Which,
you know,
not,
if another ownership team comes in there. Yeah, but
which
I'm just saying, it's out there. Now then, here's what I'm hoping will happen. I know it won't happen because it's Hollywood. I want to see a little big league. I want to see the Seiler kids become Billy Haywood, take over the team, run the team. I want those kids to get in there and go, you know what? These guys are our baseball cards. We're going to go out there. We're going to win a team. We're going to win the championship for our dad. And this is how we're going to do it. And we're going to make a movie out of it. Again, I'm just being facetious, but you get what I'm saying. It's like, you know, we're a couple of years off. Let's all just calm down, be indifferent, wait, you know, and go, you know, just wait. Because this news just broke. It's not a big deal. You know, they're not Dino. You know, they're not the Spanoses. They're not the guys who own the Rockets and moved them to Houston. They're not Donald Sterling and moved the Clippers to, you know, L.A. You know, I mean, you know, they're just doing feelers and everything. So let's just, you know, take a step back, calm down. Let's see what happens. Let the process play out.
Yeah, let the process play out. And it's all these things we have zero control over. And they're going to do, and we got to go with what they said, and they're going to put the organization in the best spot that they possibly can. And you got to view this opportunity as a positive side. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in life, and you have to use it as an opportunity or a chance that, you know, to make something good out of it.
And I just want to be clear, Dexter was not insinuating that the Padres could be moving to Portland or could be moving to Salt Lake City. He was saying that there is talk out there of teams of those cities wanting baseball teams. He was not insinuating that the Padres were moving.
He was explaining why some fans would be worried about that. Yes. But as we know, they're not leaving. They have a lease here for a long time, and why would you move the team out of a place that has proven that they are arguably the coolest place to be a baseball fan? I mean, how many times you see MLB Network just talk about how great Padres fans are and the electric atmosphere? How many times have you seen players go like, man, I love playing in San Diego?
It's a nightclub.
It's like a playoff atmosphere every single night. They're not going to, like, remove that to go to, I couldn't even tell you, like, real city. Salt Lake, really? Salt Lake? Nashville?
Hey, the Mammoth aren't that bad.
All right. We need to take a quick break. We'll get more of your comments when we come back. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. This is why I think it's going to be a positive in terms of an investor or a person that's going to buy this team. I'm going to talk about why it's such an attractive team to buy when we come back on the Braden Soprenich Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan. He's Frank.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Marchese, I'm Braden Soprenich. This is the Braden Soprenich Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Seidler family to explore strategic options for the San Diego Padres, the title of the press release that the Padres put out earlier today. The Seidler family today announced that it has decided to initiate a formal process to explore strategic options for the San Diego Padres, including a potential sale of the franchise. This decision follows months of careful consideration and consultation with trusted advisors. John Seidler, the chairman of the San Diego Padres, said, quote, "The family has decided to begin a process of evaluating our future with the Padres, including a potential sale of the franchise. We will undertake this process with integrity and professionalism in a way that honors Peter's legacy and love for the Padres and lays the foundation for the franchise's long-term success. During the process, And as we prepare for the 2026 season, the Padres will continue to focus on its players, employees, fans, and community while putting every resource into winning a World Series championship. We remain fully committed to this team, its fans, and the San Diego community. So,
just got an update while you were reading that. Adam sent it to us from Kevin Acey. Updated with context on why the Padres could be worth north of $2.5 billion.
Excuse me. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so that's up from the 1.8 that they were valued at. So there's some money to be made.
All right, so sure. I refreshed that article. And I'm trying to find that.
Adam just sent it to
me. I know, but it's
AC post.
AC updated the article he had from earlier, so I just refreshed it. So here's some of the things from it. I had something that was new. As for the notion, here's what it said. Padres CEO Eric Grubner's it's Eric Grubner's contract. All right, maybe I'll look at that other deal. I don't see a update on this particularly. But there was something else I wanted to point out on this particular article that Kevin Acey had before I open up the other one that you said. Because this is interesting. So here's, you know, for the people that were freaking out about like the relocation thing, it's not going to happen. Okay, so we're gonna nip that now. As for the notion a buyer could relocate the Padres, the team's Petco Park lease runs through 2033. Further, the Padres ranked second in the major leagues in attendance in 2025, have set a franchise attendance record in three consecutive seasons, and rank top 10 in MLB in non-media local revenue. Quote, the Seidler family believes a key driver for a buyer is the San Diego market, a source familiar with the family's thinking said. They have been... And then they talk about the previous owners that have owned the San Diego Padres. I guess there's been five of them. Let me go pull that article up from Kevin Acey or whatever he decided to update. Interesting that that is a massive jump from what he reported earlier with the $1.8 billion level. Let's take a look. So, importantly, updated with context on why the Padres could be worth well north of $2.5 billion. I'm trying to find the exact part of here that was different than what we've already talked about.
Yeah, I'm looking through it also.
So, I don't know how much of the update is. Plus, my computer screen goes dark every 15 seconds, which is also fun. Okay. Here we go. It is not known how much of the team will ultimately, because there's some new stuff in here. It is not known how much of the team will ultimately be available for purchase. A minority owner whose stake of approximately 10% makes him one of the franchise's largest single shareholders is currently in the process of selling his portion of the Padres, according to sources. The price for these types of prestige purchases are difficult to predict. The price is ultimately whatever the buyer is willing to pay. However, sources on Thursday said that recent Major League Baseball team sales have been completed for approximately 5.5 times the team's annual revenue. One source placed the Padres' revenue at about $500 million.
So that would mean that's where the $2.5 billion comes from.
That is correct. So, source on Thursday, today, said that recent Major League Baseball team sales have been completed for approximately 5.5 times a team's annual revenue. One source placed the Padres' revenue at about $500 million. The sale of the Padres would include the assumption of about $300 million in debt and more than $150 million in paybacks to owners for two cash infusions made in recent years. The Tampa Bay Rays, whose owners will have to build a ballpark, were sold this year for $1.7 billion. The Baltimore Orioles sold last year for $1.73 billion. Both of those teams perennially ranked near the bottom in MLB attendance over at least the past decade, and both have a similar local television deal to that of the Padres.
What? So they both have a similar television deal to the Padres, but what is something that AC said there that both Tampa and Baltimore have a problem with that the Padres do not?
Attendance numbers.
Thank you. What do the Tampa Bay Rays have that the Padres do not, and Baltimore too, to be fair?
attendance. They don't have they don't have new ballparks.
There you go.
I mean, I don't even know what to call Camden Yards.
There's
with the weird fences that they've put in there.
Camden Yards is the first of this new generation, this new era of ballpark.
Super old now, though.
Yeah, that was 94, I think, was the first year of Camden.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. I feel like they've been at Camden Yards for a long time, but probably my entire lifetime. Here's what else had to be said. Members of the Seidler family were part of the group headed by Peter Seidler, Ron Fowler, that bought the Padres from John Moores in 2012 for what has been reported as an $800 million purchase price. Wow.
Open in 92.
Thank you. That included more than, oh, for who? For Birdland?
Hey, Birdland.
Nice. I knew we could have got that in there. That included, Peter Seidler, Ron Fowler bought the Padres from John Moores in 2012 for what has been reported as an $800 million purchase price. That included more than $400 million in cash, the assumption of nearly $200 million in debt, and the $200 million Moores realized from what was then recently signed a $1.2 billion local television deal. The person familiar with the Seidler's intentions, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. We've had so many reports with that, I've actually learned how to pronounce that word. I could not say that word for the life of me. Anonymity. In fact, I was so frustrated not being able to say that word, I said it in the mirror probably 1,000 times over the last couple of months. Anonymity. It sounds like sea anemone. Anonymity. Anyway, I digress from that.
Fair enough.
Because the family did not want to speak publicly beyond John Seidler's statement. They said that ownership plans to conduct, quote, business as usual without disruption to the team in 2026. The person said the 2026 payroll will, quote, remain in the same neighborhood as last season when the Padres ranked sixth in payroll obligations after CBT penalties and bonuses that echoed recent statement by Padres officials. So, an anonymous source in the organization, or maybe the family, I don't know, that's what it says business as usual. So they're going to spend around the same amount of money they spent last year.
Which you would assume. Because, again, while you're looking to sell the team, you're just everyday operation. I mean, we've been through it here. Between the Entercom and Odyssey change, mm-hmm. We didn't really notice too much of a difference. The differences come. You notice the differences after the new ownership is in place. Everything up until then is just business as usual.
So, to go about that, the person said the remain the same neighborhood. It is also expected the Padres leadership will remain in place through any sale. Two sources reiterated Wednesday that President of Baseball Operations AJ Preller and John Seidler have continued talks regarding an extension for Preller and predicted an extension would be finalized soon. However, the sides have not discussed terms of a potential deal. Preller's contract runs through the end of the 2026 season. Padres CEO Eric Grubner's contract, which initially was due to expire at the same time as Preller's, was extended last year through at least 2029. Grubner also received a small stake in the team. As for the notion a buyer could relocate the Padres, we talked about that already. That's not going to happen, so forget about it. Forget about it. All right, interesting on the new valuation of the Padres. And again, that tells us exactly what Frank and I have been talking about. This is different than all the other sales that you've seen. This is a different sale. This is why it's a positive thing. Padres are worth could be worth up to $2.5 billion with the revenue that they're making. And that's the first time. Again, you're not going to see the revenue. They're not going to open their books. They're going to do it to make a sale, but they're not going to open up the books to the public. This source in Kevin Acey's article placed the Padres' revenue about $500 million. So again, like for everybody that says, like, they're selling because it's not making any money. They're making money. Again, you go through the list of things here and the situation at hand of this family inheriting this team or now having to take control of the team after their brother died. I could see why they want to sell. I really could. I think it's more than just money for this, to be honest with you. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls, and I will lay out why this is such an attractive purchase for anybody looking to buy a sports team. Braden Serprenich Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day.
But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. Big news today about the Padres potentially being up for sale. We're going to talk about that and reset some things of it, just in case you missed it when we start at noon. But it is around that time, and it's probably time to dive into some other things as we get to today's sports thread.
The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me.
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top 5 stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what's going on in the sports world?
We've got a lot, as usual, to get to here with the sports thread. So we'll begin with
number one.
Michigan State had some penalties levied on them yesterday. The NCAA has placed Michigan State on 3 years of probation for violations that occurred during Mel Tucker's tenure as coach.
Fun.
The violations occurred due to the participation of 3 ineligible players. Now the Spartans will vacate all 14 wins from the past 3 seasons, a school spokesman confirmed. That includes all 5 wins last season during Jonathan Smith's first year as coach. The 3 players are no longer with the program. Michigan State will also be penalized $30,000 plus 1.5% of their football program's budget. For the 2024 season, that budget was $58.6 million, according to the figures provided by the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics. The Spartans will also face restrictions on official and unofficial visits, recruiting communications, recruiting person days, and off-campus recruiting contacts and evaluations over the probationary period. So pretty stiff penalties levied out against the Michigan State football program.
If they took State out of Michigan,
yeah, it would have only been $20 million.
They wouldn't have to pay anything. It would be fine. Come on, man. I just, like, who the NCAA decides to, like, throw the hammer down and who they decide to, like, not punish is crazy to me. It's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, what did Michigan get?
I think it was, like, $20 million,
yeah,
wasn't
sick.
It? Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Love you guys,
we
too.
We appreciate the time and effort, NCAA, for punishing the right people.
Number two.
Good news. If you are an MLS fan, this game has become more attainable to you. MLS owners are expected to vote today on two major changes to the league's operation and structure. Barring last-minute snags and final decisions and agreements with the MLS Players Association, the Board of Governors is prepared to make official change, a change to a fall-spring calendar that syncs up with the top European leagues, according to sources briefed in the agenda. In addition, the league will likely vote to change the competition format. The proposal will see MLS move to a single-table system, one that also incorporates five divisions, rather than the two-conference system that they have right now. They have also approved a change. If you have Apple TV Plus, you do not have to pay for MLS Season Pass anymore starting next season.
Starting in 2026.
Yes. So next year, if you have Apple TV Plus, you have the games. It is not behind the paywall of MLS Season Pass. But those are two major changes for the popularity of this sport here, especially to possibly move to that fall to spring schedule instead of it running coinciding with the baseball season, and also to completely change its playoff format again.
So they're going to be playing in the fall through, so yeah,
if it goes by the European schedule, they'll start in about August and end in May. That is what the European schedules do.
So they'll compete directly with...
They'll compete directly with...
The NFL and college football.
And then Major League Baseball,
the beginning of the baseball season.
Beginning and end of the baseball season, yes.
And hockey and
the
basketball.
NBA again, yes.
Interesting. That's interesting.
It's
probably better for getting, like, I guess, players, maybe?
Top European players. It's also better because now that you're on the same schedule as Europe, a lot of these players, as you meant, are used to that kind of thing. So it's odd the way the contracts work, because you can get, like, loans, for instance, in soccer. You can either do half a season, a short-term loan, a season-long loan, or 2 years. A short-term loan is 6 months. So it goes from January to the end of July. That coincides with the end of the European season and the start of the MLS season, depending upon when the transfer windows open. You could be trying to take away players who are going for a championship in the top flight European leagues to try to start your season off here in the MLS, and vice versa. So this puts everybody all on the same schedule, as well as the single table playoff format with five divisions. That is also going to go with European soccer. But I think the biggest thing, at least for eyes in the sport, is that they have confirmed that they are not going to be behind the MLS season package paywall anymore. They're going to be straight on MLS season plus. Apple TV Plus.
That's good that you don't have to pay an additional fee to watch the yes. MLS. That's good. I think that being on the same calendar as European soccer is probably also good. What's not good, some of these places, Denver, Salt Lake, Minneapolis in the winter, as Cody laid out. Somebody lost snow games. That's not great. I think trying to compete with the National Football League in the United States is probably not the best. Or college football. I think that's also kind of not the best. My thing is, now it's like, so now they got it. I mean, it's only a handful of games that they have to coincide with Aztec football here in town. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's good news for San Diego fans when you have baseball and you have the MLS.
Yeah.
When you just have those two sports in town, it's perfect. It goes right into the next calendar. You're going to have sports year-round here in San Diego with not a real big offseason for anything. Mixing exactly. Aztec basketball. And it's great.
And during the dog days of summer for Major League Baseball is when you're going to have MLS Cup playoffs. So if you're getting a little wary about the
playoffs,
the Padres,
would be in June?
Yeah, playoffs would be in the summer. So if you're getting a little wary with the Padres, you're like, I don't know if I want to go to a game. This is where the season's starting to feel like it's going to drag. You have MLS playoffs right there.
Right.
And with everything we've seen out of San Diego FC.
You always want to go to the Padre games, though, too.
Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. But with everything that we've seen out of San Diego FC, it gives you a genuine alternative in the summertime.
Now you can go from Padres game. You can go from playoff game to Padres game, or
yes,
vice versa.
That is another thing.
Go to the 5:40 Padre game, and then cruise over to the late night playoff game.
Yep, get hyped with San Diego FC, and then head right over. Bring that momentum over to Petco Park
That's
as
great.
Well.
Number three.
On the night Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealand died, the team director of security Cable Johnson called law enforcement to ask for a welfare check on Nealand and to tell police Nealand had sent a text saying that he did not want to go to jail. He sent out, this is what Cable Johnson told Plano Police Dispatch. He said, quote, he sent out some group texts that are concerning, probably mental health, but the group text seemed to be a goodbye. Made some statement about not being able to go to prison or jail. Nealand died from an apparent self-inflicted injury last week. This is just a sad story that is continuing to get worse, but very, very good on the Dallas Cowboys and Cable Johnson for recognizing that something was off and asking for that wellness check.
Yeah. It's a very terrible story, and you know, the more news that comes out, I mean, obviously that's more sadness to the story, but yeah. Also some good things coming out of it too, with the positive of you know, for the future. So just a difficult one for a lot of the Cowboys this week, and a lot of other people that know this young man.
Yeah, and again, very, very good on Cable Johnson for seeing that there was something more to that. Because Lord knows how else this story could have ended.
Number four.
The NBA has once again overhauled its All-Star Game format. Beyond the obvious change, going to a three-team format featuring eight-man rosters, two of which will be made up of Americans and a third of international selections, there are a couple of changes to how those players will be selected. The basics, five starters and seven reserves from each conference, with a combination of fan, media, and player voting for the starters and coaches picking the reserves remain unchanged. What is the difference, though, is that there will no longer be any positional requirements for those picks. I don't see what you could possibly do to the NBA All-Star Game specifically to make anyone care a lick about the NBA All-Star Week.
I think it's in general for All-Star games. That's why baseball has always had the best All-Star game.
Right.
For a long period of time. But
the NBA is by far the worst.
Yeah, because you don't have guys. What people want to see in an All-Star game is the best in the world competing at a high level. And it's hard to do with, not a lot of money incentives. It's hard to do when it's, potentially putting at risk to get hurt and stuff like that. I get it. It's going to be hard to make the NBA and the NFL, specifically All-Star Pro Bowl games, relevant or exciting. Very difficult to do that. So, anyway, that's a look at what was going on or in the sports world. When we come back, we'll get your phone calls on this information and passed along that the Padres might be up for sale. If you're just tuning in, we got some news for you. as we come back in the noon hour on the Brayton Soprenet Show, San Diego's Urban Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.